Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, this is the Fight Night Daily Podcast. It is day four,
Spencer.
Yes. And another fabulous day. A day that started on a typical fashion, getting everything together, getting out on the road because we had things to do, people to speak to. And of course, it's weighing day, has been weighing day today. So We made our way after breakfast to a place called, very aptly, the Hitting Palace, on the edge of Riyadh, where the weighing was going to take place. We got there very early, as we do, but what a place, by the way. You talk us through this place we were at today.
Well, what a gaff, yeah. So it's a place owned by the king. It's worth £45 million, and no one's lived there for 10 years. Can you believe that? No one's lived there for 10 years, and they have 40 staff that keep it immaculate. And when I say, I mean, what a place. What a place. What a setting to have an open weighing. It was like, yeah, it was phenomenal. The weather was really good, and yeah, it lived up to all expectations. I mean, the celebrities that have rolled in for this fight, you know, we keep talking about it, you know, but you can see there's a real atmosphere for this fight. Like, yeah. Mike Tyson was there. Tyson Fury was there. Logan Paul had come. Devin Haney was there. Sean Porter was there. The list goes on. Yep. You know, names just keep popping up. And yeah, what a day it was. It was fantastic. Real carnival sort of atmosphere there. Music was blaring and a real buzz about the place. As we're getting closer, tensions are obviously rising from the fighters themselves. But everybody is really looking forward to this.
Well, you could tell we were in a very salubrious part of town. And this place, I mean, it was Arabian architecture, a sprawling mansion, wasn't it? And then all the grounds were immaculate. There were palm trees everywhere. There was a huge 25-metre swimming pool next to the stage that had been erected for the weigh-in. Brilliant setting, the whole thing. You know, there was probably 150 chairs laid out, crews from all over the world. You've named some of the names that were there. But the interest in terms of the media was absolutely there for all to see. And one thing that will stick in my mind for a long time was the heat. Because now, it's fairly chilly now as we sit here. It's late, early hours and all that. But today, oh my God, that was red hot.
Yeah, I mean, the weather, the temperature definitely rose today. It was the hottest that we've had by far. I don't know, it was up in maybe 32, 33 degrees, something like that. And it was burning hot, and it was obviously a big open place. And it was really, really good. But it does drop. The temperature does drop at night, you know. It's like it's a little chill in the air now. But fantastic day. Like, they're just some of the names that I named that were there. I can't even think of them all off the top of my head. And obviously, I end up running around like a lunatic as well, because I've got to interview all these people. And so we went with, so we done our live stream into the weigh-in, into the co-main event, Badou Jack and Makabu, and then obviously the main event with Jake Paul and Tommy Fury. So we've done the live stream on there on TalkSport. That was all great. Then we got a down tools and grab a camera and just run around trying to get everyone. And as you can imagine, it is pandemonium there, because you've got all
the media crews, YouTubers,
and that. Yeah. And you're rushing around trying to get everyone. Well, I was fortunate enough to
Don't give the game away yet.
I'm going to save it.
Because we'll get to that, exactly who you spoke to, in a minute. Because first of all, just want to get through the actual weighing itself, because obviously Makabu and Badou Jack, they weighed in. There's a cruiserweight WBC title on the line, of course. It's Makabu's to lose. But again, they weighed in. That's a fight that we're looking forward to as well. Both men mean business, of course. It's last chance saloon in a way for Badou Jack, isn't it? 39 years of age. If he's going to, again, he's come through the weight divisions as well, hasn't he? If he's going to make a little bit of history for himself as a three-division champion.
Well, he didn't look particularly great last time out, did he? We watched him box on the undercard of Joshua Usyk, I think it was, actually. And he looks all of his 39 years, if I'm honest. You know, you could see that the skill set was there, but it was a little bit off the pace. He was a little bit slow. And he struggled in a fight that I thought he actually lost, but he was very fortunate. He got the decision, which led him to this WBC title shot. Now, Makabu, believe it or not, lost to Tony Bellew back in 2016 at Everton Stadium. And, like, I can't believe it was that long ago, actually. Yeah. But he lost him back in 2016. Now, looking at his record, he says he's 35 years of age. I'm not sure he's quite 35 years of age. I thought he was older than that, if I'm honest. But as it stands, he's 35 years of age. And it's a really intriguing fight because, obviously, we know that Badou Jack, and we know what he was like, and we know how good he was. Like I say, you can only go on last performances. He was a little bit off the pace. Makabu, for me, will start the favourite. Very heavy-handed. Only ever lost the two contests, one of them being Tony Bellew. And he's been on a 10-fight winning streak since then.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now then, we waited for the main event to come onto the stage. They're both men with huge entourages, both men looking very, very fit, both men weighing in under what is a catchweight, remember, because it will be classed as a cruiserweight contest. Tommy Fury is a light heavyweight. Jake Paul, again, he's heavier. They both weighed in just under 185, which is what it's scheduled at. Yeah. What did you read into the weigh-in, physically, how they both looked, mentally, how they both shaped up at the head-to-head?
Well, do you know what it is? For me, it was like I say, I interviewed them both a couple of days ago now. I interviewed them and I thought they both seemed supremely confident. And like, the weigh-in is when reality kicks in, you know. That's when you can start reading the body language, you know, seeing who you sort of starting to lean to for, and who you're going to start to favour. Now, for me today, it was hugely in favour of Tommy Fury. They got up there, they went nose to nose, and like Tommy Fury was there, and Jake Paul just looked slightly nervous, you know. He looked slightly out of his comfort zone, you know. Like, Tommy Fury's been there before and he was geeing him up, and obviously Big John was behind screaming, Tyson Fury sitting in front with Mike Tyson, and it maybe all have been a little bit intimidating for me, for Jake Paul, although he was giving it the big and after. When they went head to head and Tommy was going in his face, I see him twitching a little bit. I read a lot into that and I just thought, you don't look comfortable there, son. You do look a little bit uncomfortable. And for me, yeah, Tommy Fury won that by a big way. And like I say, psychologically, fights can be won or lost at this stage. And that was a big plus there for Tommy Fury for me.
Well, we wait and see because we're very, very near the fight now, of course. So all the formalities are over. But after the weigh-in, Michael Buffer, of course, announcing the fighters. You know, it's an event when Buffer's in town. And that's one of your little stories coming
it
up
is,
now. Because let's now just get Spencer's take on running around this magnificent palace. Who did you get, Spencer?
Right, so we went straight away on the run. So,
yep.
You know, Pat
knocking people out left, right, and centre. So you're pushing all the YouTubers out of the way. Yeah!
Pat's doing the camera work. So the idea was we've got a big camera set up like we have now. And then Pat was just going to grab the other one, grab the sticks and just run. And we was going to go.
Pat was throwing hands as well, wasn't he?
He was throwing hands, mate. He makes some shapes, Pat. Don't worry. He can put his foot down if he wants to. So, we're running around. First person, bang. I run into one room. Because like, you can imagine now, visualise this. We're in a palace, yeah? We're in a palace. There's loads of big rooms. Mm. There's bodies everywhere. You don't know who is where because, you know, there's celebrities and boxers all over the place. Yep. There's people getting interviews. So I run into the first room. Boom, there he is, John Fury. Let's get John straight away. Yep. So feed him the first line. John, you know, interesting way in there. What did you think? Boom. Well, grabs the mic off me and he starts screaming. And when I say screaming...
No, he did. So nearly screamed the palace down.
So you got a picture of the scene. We've got John Fury here. Tyson Fury's getting an interview like sort of next to me on my left. There was Joseph Parker was in the room. There was Sean Porter was in the room. There's a few in this room. And I don't know, if there was 50 to 75, maybe 100 people in the room, John Fury's going into one and the whole room erupts. Look round, Tyson Fury's going into one as well. Like, when I tell you, it was an atmosphere, but John was brilliant at getting everybody up, so he done that. Then I turn to my left, Tyson Fury's there, throw the mic in Tyson's face. Tyson, can we get an interview? Can we get a prediction? So he says, yeah, this is an easy prediction. This is not a fight, it's a four-round fight at max. My brother wins this fight. Get a great interview off him. Then we do one again, don't we? So Pat grabs the mic and sticks again. We run outside. Boom, Mike Buffer's there. Mike gives us his prediction, you know, and who he thinks is going to win the fight, which is quite funny, actually, when you see that. When I said, Mike, who's going to win this fight, mate? Who do you see winning? Mike Buffer, being Mike Buffer and the class that he is, the legend that he is, right? He says to me, I can give you a prediction. I said, give me a prediction. And he went, Pain. Do you remember Rocky? Mm. Club LA.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant, right? So we went from Mike Buffer, then we got Joseph Parker, and then we got Logan Paul. I had a 50 quid bet, by the way, with Logan Paul. He
wasn't shelling out any Prime today.
Nah, he was not shelling out any Prime. Do you know that Prime is like that is just gone through the roof.
Oh, listen, honestly, it's the bane of my life.
We're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that. It's too much. But yeah, so I had a 50 quid bet because he said, tells me his brother Jake is going to win the fight and he's going to win it in round four. So listen, you heard it here first. 50 quid, let's have it. And he said, I'm going to come and find you. He goes, I'm going to come and find you once this happens. And I went, yeah, and I'll come and find you once it don't, mate. So we'll see what happens there. Yeah, listen, it was a fantastic day. Yeah. We was running around like lunatics. A little bit red as well, Dom, if I'm honest. A little bit burnt. I mean,
I'm not as burnt as everyone else because I had my Factor 50 slushed all over me all the time. And I'm hiding in the shade whenever I can.
Yeah, you were.
And the only time I was in the sun is when I had to be because I'm not daft. I know what happens to me if I'm in the sun. You're all red. You've got a nice red nose in you now. Pat and Ed, the men in charge there. Look at the state of them now.
Yeah, they are,
proper
mate,
farmer's tans. And they've both got burnt necks, both got red heads. I think Ed's brain was fried, and more of that in a minute as well, because we know why, what happened later on.
Absolutely, we'll get into that. But let's just talk about Ed's face and how red it is at the moment, and how it's glowing and it's shiny. Yeah. And Ed says to me, listen, they've got an indoor pool here, right? And he goes, let's go for a swim. I need to cool down when we got back. Well, it was hilarious. So he gets in there, he's got his little white body, he's got his red arms, he's got his red face, red neck. It was brilliant. Yeah, it was very hot.
So anyway, after the palace, we come back, as you say, Ed tries to cool down a bit after burning himself daft.
Yeah.
Then you get the call. You've got a little bit of a contact here who invites you and the rest of us. Go on, you take it
from here. No, go on, continue. Yeah, go on.
Well, invites us to a VIP evening with Kevin Hart.
Well, guys, So what happened is I'm getting someone just like, you know, someone DM me and says, Mr. Spence, love you to come to see Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart in Saudi. We was like, really? Is this for real? Anyway, so he sends me his number and everything else. Ed jumps on it. We do it. So anyway, long story short, five of us go to see Kevin Hart. Josh Denzel being the other one. So we've got us four, me, you, Pat, Ed and Josh Denzel. So we get there and we was blown away. I'm not going to lie, right? We had VIP treatment, didn't we?
Yep.
Went in there, done this. Proper seats right at the front, and it was how good was it? How
that was
good?
Very good, excellent.
I mean, I don't know if any of you guys have seen Kevin Hart, but he was absolutely hilarious and a warm-up act as well. So, what a way to finish the day! It really was. And by the way, Kevin Hart is coming to the fight tomorrow, and that's on my hit list. He's one of the guys that I've got to get. So, Don's got to get Ronaldo, he's got to get Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo, and I've got to get Kevin Hart. If we do that, we've succeeded. So watch this space. Look out for those interviews, because they're just two of a number of celebrities that are going there. And guess what? We're going to do them all of them, right?
Well, we got back to the hotel finally anyway, after Kevin Hart once had found his phone.
Yep.
So it was just a minor bit of drama. No big deal. But and then here we are now. So we're just preparing for the big, big day now.
Oh, it is a big deal, the phone, actually. It's a very big deal. So I can't explain this one without Ed Huntley, who's our producer. So when you go to this show,
Kevin Hart,
I am, mate. I'm going to do it. Yeah. So we go to the Kevin Hart show, and you've got to put your phones in this like a little bag that's got a locker on it, so that no one can take photos and whatever. Anyway, so we put the phones in, do that. You go there. It's quite simple. There's like drinks holders next to you on your chairs. You put your phone there. Watch the show, you pick your phone up, you leave, they open the case and boom, off you go. We come out and Ed's like, I've left my phone in there. So we're like, all right, Ed, go on and jump, run back in there. So he goes back in there. The only reason I'm telling this story, right, because his face was such a picture when he comes out, right, he's like, something nicked my phone. And now you can imagine there was what? I don't know, was it 5,000, 10,000? I don't know how many was there. But there was a lot of people there. So I'm thinking, he's done it. We've lost the phone. And this is a big problem, by the way. A massive problem. So he goes in, he goes out, goes in, he goes out. Anyway, long story short, shows you what a great place this Saudi is. Like, the phone's, like, just appeared, didn't it? It's just appeared.
Just handed it in.
And it was done.
Tracked down eventually.
Yeah, and all the stress was over. And Ed was back to normal. And, yeah, it was just a fantastic night.
Right, we're going to wrap it up. Lots more to come, of course, with the huge Sunday fight night. We'll get all the details out there in a second. But has anything changed your mind? You have been Tommy all the way this week in Saudi. You've seen the final formality. Next time we see these boys, it's when they're making their ring walk. So what's your final kind of thoughts before we get to the Diriyah Arena tomorrow?
Listen, I thought that both guys looked fantastic. I'm not going to lie, I think that Jake Paul's got himself in great shape as well, and I respect how the kid's done and where he's got himself to and all that. But looking at Tommy Fury, he was ripped, man. He looked unbelievable. He looked in fantastic condition. He's brought his whole team over, his whole family here. I can only see one winner. Tommy Fury, he must win. I'm Team Fury, definitely. And that's not speaking from my heart, by the way. That's speaking from my head. You know, I've broke this down, I've analysed this, I've been through it. I can't see Fury losing this. I really can't.
Well, we'll find out soon enough. But who else is on the hit list then? You said Kevin Hart is on the hit list. Who else are you going to get tomorrow?
Right, so we've got Kevin Hart.
Keep saying tomorrow. It's a bit later on today.
Yeah,
really,
later on today. So I'm going to get... This is on my hit list, right? And Don's going to give us his after. I know he don't like to say that because he don't like to end up with egg on his face. But if you say it, you're going to do it. Do you know what I mean? So I'm going... I know I'm going to get Deontay Wilder. Yeah. I know I'm going to get Kevin Hart. I know I'm going to get Tyson Fury. And I know I'm going to get any other big name A-star celebrity that's there.
Lovely stuff, Spencer.
Yeah, brilliant.
You're a great lad. Now then, remember.
Not putting him under the bus.
That's fine. All the action is live. It's exclusively free on TalkSport. Now, we start the show on TalkSport 2 at 7 o'clock. We'll have the best of the undercard.
Yes.
Everything that's happening around the arena.
Yeah.
All the stars. All the easy interviews that we're going to pick up.
Easy interviews.
All that easy stuff. And then, of course, the main events. We're going to have that world title fight. Mm. The Cruiserweights in action. That's from 8:45 on TalkSport. Even before you get there anyway, there's so much content on the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel. Go over there and have a look at the whole thing, because it's been a crazy week, hasn't it?
It's been a crazy week, and there's been some funny interviews on there as well, actually. It's been a little bit different, some of the interviews have been a little bit unusual, as you would expect with a fight of this magnitude and, you know, with the fighters that are involved. So, yeah, make sure you get over to the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel and catch up on all the stuff.
Next stop, Diriyah Arena. Join us then.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.